Kilo Echo 8, United Radio, Victor. KSA-BD2. Kilo Echo 8, United Radio, Victor. Okay. KSA-BD2, loud and clear. Got you too here. I don't think Starmy can hit the repeater with this handheld.
Yeah, I'm not sure where this repeater is compared to the other one.
I'm not sure where this one's at either.
FATDT, yes, we're looking at a great morning. Seems it's still 44 degrees out, but I don't know. I sense all the rain and everything is gone, so we'll see how that holds up. But I know they're talking for probably not going to see 60s anymore, so maybe you'll be able to stay inside and not have to go out and cut wood them. How about it? They're 8RHK and 8RHK. KF8DDT.
That's SKCA, DOP.
Station, you were about 80% noise. Any VDS?
Any RHK?
Foxtrot Romeo, mobile base monitoring.
W8FFR from KM8DAD, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too, KM8DAD. It's been a little while since I last heard from you. What you been up to?
Yeah, it seems I've been chasing my own tail lately. A lot going on and just haven't checked in a lot. Right now I'm just leaving MSU to pick up my wife at work, and we're going down to Silver Bells in the city and to watch my youngest son march for St. John's High School in the parade tonight. How are things with you?
Oh, I finally left work. It's a weekend, and I'm happy. Got some running around to do later tonight. I'm actually on my way to go pick up my banjo from the shop right now. It's been in there for like 2 weeks. So I finally get that back tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. But I've also not been on the airwaves much, just mostly because just between being busy and on the drive home from work, I've just been riding in silence because I just get tired. Driving all day, it really does wear you down.
Oh, definitely. I get that. Yeah, I get that for sure. I didn't know you played banjo. How long have you done that?
I've had the instrument for a couple of years. I haven't practiced as much as I should. So I'm not at the point where I want to be. But I've also been focusing a lot on bass because that is my primary instrument. Is I'm primarily a bass player, then I picked up the banjo on the side. So my bass gets more attention just because it's my primary. It's the one that I play more.
Oh, cool. Yeah, my oldest son did orchestra, and he did play violin. My brain is terrible. Forget things like that. Yeah. It's just interesting. People have musical aptitude, because I don't think I could ever. I don't think I have the tuning skills of the ear for that stuff. So it's it's cool to listen to folks who really get into it and have the knack for it.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I hear a lot of players that they're much better than me, and I hear them play, and it's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to go sit in the corner now and contemplate my life decisions. No, I'm irritated at my music software because it won't let me authorize it on the new computer I got, so it won't let me write music, and now I can't figure out why it's not letting me authorize it, and I got to email their support and go through all the tech hoops.
Yeah, I wonder if you still had it licensed on the old machine that you had, because I know sometimes you get finicky about that. You have to deactivate the license on one machine and activate it on another, because it's only supposed to be on one machine at a time. And yeah, we've had that happen with work with a lot of software.
Yeah, and the thing is, I did deauthorize the other machine, but under my account on their website. Now, granted, they did discontinue the software, but they're continuing to allow authorizations because of the feedback they got. But for some reason, my account won't update saying I deauthorized that computer. So it still says that computer is authorized, but when I load up the software on that old computer, because I finally found the charger for it, it's deauthorized, and now I can't use it, and I can't use the new computer. And, yeah, I got to figure out what's going on.
CMHDAD. Yeah, that is a problem. Wow. Sounds like they have a little issue with their website. They need to get some things updated.
Yeah, I got to email them. I'm not looking forward to that, but I'll get it figured out eventually. I have so many song ideas that I just got to get them written down before I forget them.
Yeah, that's the thing. Something comes into your head, and if you don't get it written down, a lot of things right then and right there. You get busy, and then 8 hours later, you're like, oh, what was that idea I was thinking about?
Yeah, well, I'm sure hands have that moment when it's like, oh, this would be a cool project, and then you forget to actually either write the project down or see if it's feasible, and then you forget the project you were going to do, and it's like, well, what was that thing I thought of?
Oh, yes. I started on my general course, and I got, maybe a third to halfway through it and got busy, and I was doing really good on the practice quizzes, but now I realize, well, I've let it go for a couple of weeks, so I'm probably going to have to go back and start a lot of that over, because now a lot of that information is out of my head.
That's exactly what happened to me, except it's been a couple months since I've worked on my general because life just got busy. Work out of nowhere was like, yeah, I've been working till dark. So I really haven't had time to get my general.
Yeah, it certainly is a lot to learn, isn't it? It's, yeah, definitely. I hate to see what the advanced course looks like. Yeah, I was just trying to get through that. But, yeah, and especially, we're getting into the months where basically, if you work, 8 to 5 or 9 to 6 or whatever, you're going to work in the dark and you're coming home in the dark and you don't get to see much daylight. Yeah, things definitely get busy. And with the holidays coming up, that's not a distraction.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm just trying not to think. My family put the Christmas decorations up, and I'm in a constant argument with my younger sister because she's taller than me, but she's skinnier than me, and we're always arguing who's going in the crawl space to get the Christmas decorations. I'm like, you know, when you're younger and you're skinnier than me. But she's like, no, I'm taller than you. And so, yeah, we get into that argument every single year.
Well, the last thing you want when you're trying to put up Christmas decorations is to get stuck in a crawl space.
Yeah, but my sister won't get stuck in there. She moves around fine. So, yeah, that's always fun. It's looking like I'm going to be the unlucky one who has to go in there. So I've been trying to postpone it as much as possible.
Yeah. But eventually somebody's going to have to go in there and get it. Oh, man. Yeah, I remember having a mobile home and having to crawl underneath it to put heat tape on the pipes. And, not a place for the claustrophobic. But maybe you can work out a buddy system where, you know, I don't know how that would work, but you can't fit both of you in there at the same time, but maybe you can work out a compromise or something. You get it out of there, and she carries all the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not claustrophobic or anything. I actually like confined spaces, and on my fire department, I'm their number one go-to attic space guy because I am small. I'm one of the smallest dudes on the department, so they like to send me into small places. Just getting those Christmas decorations, it's too much effort, honestly. Especially putting them back at the end of the season, because they have to go in a very specific way, and it turns into like an hour-long ordeal of, where does this tote go? Where does this tote go? That tote's in the wrong spot.
No, there is no wrong spot. It just goes where it goes. That's kind of a rule in our house. And it's easier to take the stuff down than to put it up, because you're just taking it apart. But I learned that lesson long ago. It's just put it where it is, and we just stick it somewhere in the basement. We know where the stuff is and where to get it. I understand with you know, someone wanting you to organize stuff, and sometimes it's just not worth it. Just stash it.
Yeah, well, anyways, I'm going to take a quick break in this conversation because I just rolled up to the music store, and I've been having banjo withdrawals for 2 weeks, so I should probably go get my instrument so I can actually play it tonight. So I'll be back on because I got to go pick up pizza, so I guess if you're on later, I will talk to you later. But if not, I'm Sundin 73. Have a wonderful weekend. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. I'm clear on your final.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Romeo, Romeo, from Kilo, Mike 8, Delta, Alpha, Delta. 73. Have a great weekend. I don't know how long my HT is going to last. I left it on today when I went to work. Just stuck it in my bag. I was in a hurry. So I'm down to a couple bars on it. So I think I got a little bit of juice. But, I'm going to be picking up my wife here pretty quick. And we'll head downtown, watch a parade, and get some peanuts. Go to the peanut shop. You can't go to downtown Lansing without going to the peanut shop. So, But good luck with your banjo, and hope everything goes well. And if I don't talk with you again, 73, and have a great weekend. Maybe I'll catch up with you sometime next week. Kilo Mike 8, Delta Alpha Delta, clear on your final.
This is W8FFR. I am mobile and monitoring.
Kilo 8 Hotel Delta India monitoring.
J8TWC, J8TWC, J8RGT.
K-A-R-G-K-A-Q-W-C.
Here you in there, Tom, but you're all choppy, all chopped up. You want to try it again?
I am not receiving you at all. If you are K-A-8-R-G, ever so...
Still gonna have to try the phone, Tom. You're pretty choppy. I'm gonna give you a call on the phone, Tom. K8RGT Cliff.
K8AYL monitoring.